At Ozo, we know you love bacon. The smell, the sizzle, the crispiness. So we made True Bite Bacon out of plants. The smell, the sizzle, the crispiness. Think it's too good to be true? Well, bite into it to believe it. It's 100% plants, 100% delicious. Ozo, a true bite experience everyone will enjoy.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe on this great night. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, wherever you're working, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheelers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the bulk mail from the centers to the post office so you can get your mail delivered today and over the weekend. And also our suicide jockeys, including Big Tom down there out of Venice, and hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel for everybody that needs it. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And you can find us at all of those by typing in the word Captain's with an S on the end of it, Captain's America. Put it all together, Captain's America. And, of course, you've got our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, well, Saturday morning in beautiful Tampa, Florida, and it's still Friday night out there in California, and here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics out of California, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, we got a good crowd here tonight. I still don't know what's going on, but all the hotels behind me on this side of the airport are packed, loaded.
Wow.
I have no idea what's going on unless it's just summer vacation. But they're all happy. They're out on the porch. And some of them are over in the little place that makes their own beer, and they've got good food over there. So they're over there. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Are you, thing.
Yep. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we enforce and employ those words under God. Repeat them, because this great country was founded on Judeo Christian values, and we aren't going to let you forget that one. Well, a busy day yesterday. First of all, the jobs report came out, and it was exciting in several different respects, because more jobs were created than what they thought, but the jobs that were created predominantly were, once again, seasonal jobs, public service jobs, like, for example, waiters and waitresses and maids and salespeople behind the big box stores, that sort of thing, which is all good. I mean, a job is a job, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
But you know, they weren't these big high-paying jobs that they keep talking about. Tech is going to hire this and hire that. Actually, the tech jobs were down.
Well, that's right. And, you know, you mentioned, Captain, yeah, there's over 528,000 jobs created in July. So, yes, on the one hand, you'll hear the administration touting that and trying to, again, lay the framework such that we're not really in a recession, or it's not that bad, it's not going to be that bad, et cetera, et cetera. But here's where the rubber's going to meet the road with this. The Fed is looking at these jobs numbers, and they will likely want to keep tightening even more than they might have, perhaps, as we go into August. Remember, they raised it by 75 basis points back in July. So one of the problems of this is that they're looking at it as what they call a lagging indicator. That's the jobs report, rather than a leading indicator. And so that could make the Fed want to tighten more, and markets will react to that, I think.
Well, here's the number that concerns me. The number of people without a job and not looking for one climbed above the 100 million mark again, settling at 100,051,000 in July. That's a 239,000 increase from June, and it follows an increase of 510,000 from May, when the number increased. And I mean, it's just these are conflicting numbers, and it's hard to decipher exactly what's going on here because none of this makes any sense.
Well, no, it doesn't, but you can bet your bottom dollar, no pun intended there, that the administration and those carrying the water for the administration on the TV shows and so forth are going to tout this as, hey, everything's really okay, and don't listen to those crazy Republicans, others crazy analysts who are telling you that, you know, things are pretty bad because we are in a recession.
Well, everything is not okay because my neighbors keep getting bills. And their water bills are higher, their electric bills are higher, mine too for that matter. Their association fees are higher. Everything is higher, not lower, higher. So that can't be better.
No, it can't be better. And even going just to the grocery store, it's all. In other words, what you're talking about, Captain, is that it's a systemic issue, or it's pervasive. Really, that's a better term. And people can only take just so much of that. We have seen consumers still spending at very high levels, which kind of props everything up. But I think there's a reckoning of sorts coming in that terms of that spending.
A reckoning. White Earth's on the way. All right, hold that for it. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You're going to get the phone number here in just a second. Hopefully we'll hear from you this weekend. If not, well, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Kevin Jackson.
While majorities across all age groups disapprove of Biden's job performance, his approval rating is 10 points lower among adults under 30, which they have him at 31%. And among those 65 or older, he's at 41%. Now, this is a Pew poll, but there was a poll recently with just Democrat voters. I don't know who it was. You have to go back to that show. And they had 92 or 94% of the under 30s would not vote for Biden again. So to say that his disapproval is 10 points lower among adults under 30 at 31%, that's a Pew poll. That just goes to show you how much this polling, quite frankly, I don't even think it matters. It says Asian American voters make up only 4% of the electorate, made up only 4% in 2020, but they are the fastest growing ethnic group in America. The Asian population grew 81% between 2000 and 2019, just in that 1 year, 2019 to 2020. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news, considering we've been infiltrated by the communists, the Chi-Coms, Chinese Communist Party, and we don't seem to be stopping them at all. But those are the numbers. And no matter how you look at those numbers, there's no good news there for the Democrats. None. So I understand why they feel the need to cheat and cheat mightily. But they screwed up. They overplayed their hand. They cheated in such a way you can't keep a lid on it. And there's proof. As I said, Beyond the Mules proves it beyond the shadow of a doubt. And when I tell you there's undercover video of these people saying we're going to get rid of evidence, we're going to delete this, we're going to burn this, we're going to, they're actually ripping things up on camera. We're leaving no doubt of what occurred.
Kevin Jackson Show, weeknights at midnight, here on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle in just a minute here. Now, you've heard me talk for several years now about Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. But let me tell you about MyStore.com. Yep, MyStore.com. Now, that's his store where he sells a lot of different things. Some of it is the MyPillow products, but a lot of it is something totally different that you wouldn't even think he'd be selling. Trot on over to that website, MyStore.com. The promo code over there is the same as MyPillow.com, Captain. Use the promo code Captain. Save the money that you can save by using it and take a look at what's there. You will be surprised, and you'll be able to, a lot of the products that you buy every day that you may be paying a lot more money for than you will through Mike Lindell, you'll be able to save a bunch of money. So you not only can go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page that's there, but you can also go to MyStore.com. Promo code will always be Captain, and save yourself some big-time money and have some happy shopping. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you know that about the MyStore? I don't know if I told you or not.
Yeah, I did. I think it's great. And there's all kinds of great products over there as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's branching out, and I think that's wonderful.
It's kind of like a department store now. Things are getting a little bit different. It's not just about MyPillow products and whatnot. There's a whole bunch of things in there. People recommend products to him, and then he puts them in my store.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yep.
Well, and supporting the MyPillow company, and Mike Lindell as well. And you often mention his book as well, Captain. It's
yep, you get the
story.
Book with any purchase.
Yep.
But you got to use the promo code Captain.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're not going to get in. All right. Well, the Ukraine is seeking to extend safe passage, a deal beyond just the ships hauling grain.
That's true. That's right. We understand that the first grain ship left from Odessa back on Monday, we understand.
But three left yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. So yes, I mean, obviously.
I do not know where they went, though, do you? But hopefully they went to Africa.
It's possible. Yeah, we'll definitely check on that in terms of what the report says. But generally speaking, of course, you know, the whole idea of grain and shortages is on the minds of a lot of people and a lot of countries these days as a result of the invasion.
Now, I got the people on the porch standing by for this because this is an important announcement. The District of Columbia's mayor's request for the National Guard to come in and deal with those 4,000 illegals was denied.
Right.
Denied, I say. Denied. She ain't getting the National Guard. And why should she? Why should 4,000 people? Oh, we can't handle it. There's not enough shelters. And we don't have any food. And we don't have this. And we don't have that. Well, that sounds like poor management on her part. What are they going to do if they get a storm?
Well, certainly, I think, Captain, this is really points up the idea that you have these far-left liberals, especially in these, hugely blue cities, basically, that are declaring themselves sanctuary cities to some degree, or they're pushing these doctrine of the of letting illegal aliens come in without any filter of any kind and just simply come across the border. But they understand that problem to be a problem that really doesn't affect them, or at least they don't believe that it would or even that it should. This is a problem in border towns, and then they're going to send them other places in the United States, but not in their backyard per se. So it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, but they get the ability to get these points for touting this kind of ideology. So, but of course, once it becomes a real practical problem, now we need the National Guard.
Mm. Michigan needs something. A Michigan manufacturer up there on the Huron River system has once again released toxic chemicals into the Huron River. This is not the first time. Unfortunately, the city is also not only preparing to try to clean it up as best they can, but they're also preparing to take legal action against this company for the third or fourth time.
Yes, that's right. And, it has a very practical application here, Captain, a practical danger. They've had to post signs in the area saying, do not eat the fish, that is in this river. This
well, it's more than do not eat the fish. It's do not drink the water, do not swim, do not nothing.
Well, precisely. But it's a signal of just how how terrible this situation truly is.
Yeah.
Evidently, there's something called hexavalent chromium that was released into the water.
Yep, there is. And I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, it ain't good for you.
No, but it's a known carcinogen. And so obviously, I don't even want to know about the safe parts per million of something called hexavalent chromium.
No.
But it's obviously a very serious situation.
I think of chromium, I think of shiny stuff that goes on your car, like chrome. But anyway, they suspended woke Hillsborough County, Florida prosecutor yesterday, accused Governor Ron DeSantis of trying to overthrow democracy with his unconstitutional action. This guy's a piece of work, and he's going down. That's all there is to it.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see Hillary Clinton
come to his aid
and say, that's right, DeSantis is attacking our democracy, because that's the rallying cry that is used every single time something like this happens, and they feel that, wait a minute, their woke agenda, their far-left liberal agenda is in some danger of being found out.
Well, maybe we'll get Alex Jones down here, because he's got to do something. His fate, his star has fallen dramatically again. $49 or $50 million losses in the Sandy Hook school. They found against him again yesterday. He has to pay damages plus, the different charges that are in there for the different things that he allegedly did. Well, there's no more alleged. I mean, that's it. He's been convicted of this.
Well, he's obviously been that judgment is, what is it, $49 million or something like
49.3,
that?
$49.3, but that could go up.
Well, of course. And there are other families, by the way, Sandy Hook families, mm-hmm. both in Texas and Connecticut, that also will be bringing, as far as we know, these defamation yep. lawsuits.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel sorry for the families because they got caught up in this. They didn't have much choice. Alex Jones got caught up in his own shooting his mouth off. He admitted he was wrong. He actually admitted he was wrong after this, you know, what got Ben all out of shape. And he apologized, but it was too late. And somebody said, well, he's on a certain network and this, that, and the other, and they're going to go after that network. Well, actually, they're not, because the network did what they had to do. They removed him from the network, And he's now on his website, and he's live streaming over there. That's his claim to fame now. He is not on commercial radio the way he used to be.
That's very true. And to say, I think you mentioned his star had fallen. I think it's gone so far under the ground of the Earth's core, basically. This is
well, you can do it to yourself when you just start shooting your mouth off.
Well, certainly. Captain, can you imagine what the family members felt like to have it said, basically, yeah. from what I recall here, yeah. that it was the whole thing was a hoax?
Yeah,
they're the dead yeah. children. How yeah. can you go that far? It's terrible.
Now, Cassidy Hutchinson, remember her?
Right.
She was considered the smoking gun by the liberal media, the ex-aide to Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who testified before the House Select Committee that on January 6th, she recited some of the best tales since Homer's Iliad and the Odyssey. The commonality that they share is that all three stories are soaked in myth. They were not true. And it was very easy to debunk her, and they did. And some of the alleged stories are just facially untrue, factually and facially, because Hutchinson's biggest whopper was that Donald Trump tried to hijack the presidential motorcade, jump over the steering wheel to grab the wheel to drive the car to the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, it doesn't sound plausible, does it?
Have you seen the beast?
Of course.
You can't get through the window, number one. That's number one. And number two, even in the conventional station wagons they have, if he was in one of those days, he's not big enough to get over the seat, or small enough to get over the seat,
right,
to
yeah.
get in the front seat.
Yeah, the big Suburbans. And yeah, exactly. That's it just doesn't seem to make any sense. It just seems so fantastical.
No.
I would have thought, Captain, that they would have simply said he insisted mm-hmm. to go to the Capitol. That would be much more
yeah.
plausible than
she was mad because she was trying to get a job with the president down in Mar-a-Lago and he wasn't hiring her. And she was mad, and this was her little way of getting even. She had been on his staff. And she thought that she was going to get this job, and it didn't happen. So, you know, hell hath no fury as a woman scorned. Remember that?
I do. Yes.
There you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to have Kathy take us to break here. The lovely Kathy Curtis. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Indiana lawmakers Friday became the first in the country to approve legislation restricting abortion access. Since the Supreme Court ruling overturned Roe v. Wade, Republican Governor Eric Holcomb quick to sign the measure. More travel headaches for tens of thousands of flyers on the East Coast. Thunderstorms forcing the cancellation of more than 1,100 domestic flights by mid-afternoon Friday, more as the day went on. Highest numbers of flights canceled were at the three major airports in the New York City area, JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark, as well as Reagan National Airport outside Washington. And flash flooding triggered by heavy rainfall forced officials to close all roads in and out of Death Valley National Park near the California-Nevada line on Friday. The sudden rush of water and debris left about 500 visitors and 500 staff members unable to leave the park and buried about 60 vehicles in muck. This is SRN News.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/HR for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Weekdays at 3, it's Phil's Gang with Phil Grandy.
Inflation is going to kill this country. It's going to kill the working guy. And when the crash happened in 2008, the prescription, and all the smart people knew it, was to rely on building small businesses, the backbone of this nation. But see, that wouldn't work for Obama and Biden because they didn't want to upset supporters on the left.
Phil's Gang, weekday afternoons at 3, only on AM 930, The Answer.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You know, folks, you've heard me talking about Relief Factor for 8+ years right now, and the reason I talk about it so favorably is because I take it. Now, I've talked to my doctors about it, including my specialist that's working with me right now, who's working miracles on me. I'll tell you that. I haven't felt this good in more than 10 years with what the process and the procedure is doing with me to get my legs and situation under control, which he's doing. My left leg is now totally under control. Except for my ankle, which is a work in progress. That's the one that was surgically replaced, of course. So we're trying to avoid surgery again on it. But my right foot and my ankle and leg and whatnot, they're working on that right now. But I'm feeling so much better. And one of the reasons when I have pain or discomfort or inflammation or swelling, I've been taking Relief Factor for 8 years, and I take it in the morning. Whenever I get up, you know, whether it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever. But I take it in the morning with my breakfast. I have a small breakfast. And then I go on about my day. And once you get that stuff in your system, it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. If you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, whatever kind of pain you've got, you got to try this stuff because this stuff will work. Now, the great thing about it is there's no drugs in it. And what's even better yet is it's not acidic. It doesn't upset your stomach. It doesn't do any of that sort of stuff. I know because I was one of those people who, if anything was going to upset a stomach, this would have been it. I would have known about it. I've got one of those kind of stomachs. But anyway, there you go. So I'm doubling down, and I'm reminding everybody again, Relief Factor, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Same price it's been for the 8 years that I've been talking about them. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the 1995 three-week quick start logo right there. Click on it, go inside, check it out. And while you're there, take a look at some of the little health products they've got in there, too, that can help you out. I take their vitamin D, and when you see what it is, you'll find out you might be taking it, too. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, what do we tell everybody about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. That's pretty important, too, from where I come from. All right. Yep. The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency, urging Americans to take seriously what he calls an outbreak. It's already affected more than 6,600 U.S. citizens. Some, however, argue that this doesn't constitute what an emergency actually is. And there's another interesting statistic that's coming along with this. The people that are coming down with monkeypox isn't Joe and Beverly Smith or Frank and the kids or something like that. It's two gay guys or two gay girls because of the contact they have, and this is spreading amongst that community.
It's primarily spreading right now. That's right, in the gay community. But of course, with viruses and interaction generally between people, you still not in the most strict sense, but these viruses have a way of making their way into the population. That's why I don't know that it's necessarily a national emergency in the strict sense of the word, but it is it's a very, very big concern. This is a very nasty disease. And when we saw the first indications of AIDS back in the 80s, it was also primarily in the gay community at that time, and they didn't know what it was. They didn't know what to call it. But unfortunately, it did make its way out into other parts of the population. And some people who they would get AIDS through a blood transfusion, Ryan White, the young boy, comes to mind. So it's something we still have to be very concerned with, I think.
Now, I don't know which school district this was, but I got a heads up yesterday on a school district in California that was giving out free backpacks, which is kind of common this time of the year, right?
Right, right.
It was what was in the backpacks that was disturbing. Because right now, folks, it's back to school time for millions of students, young and old, who are returning back to class with their new backpacks that they get over their shoulders, a new pair of tennis shoes on their feet. And guess what's in the backpack these days?
What's that?
Books about socialism or Marxism. And they're labeled in such a way that unless you get the book and open it up and look at it, you don't know what you're looking at. And they're giving that, and the kids are reading it.
Well, that's extraordinary.
And this was California where this was going on.
Well, again, this would be quite extraordinary because obviously, you know, there's not supposed to be an indoctrination sort of.
It's called CRT, remember?
Yes, of course.
And many states outlaw that, remember?
That's right.
So now they're sticking it in backpacks, and you have to check your kid's backpack when they come home and go, Daddy, Daddy, Mommy, Mommy, I got a new backpack. Look, look.
Well, here's the difference, right? Back in the day, you'd learn about Marxism or you'd learn about communism.
Sure.
Or you'd study those things, but it was always in the context of, like, Ronald Reagan. I love what he would, how he would.
It was not a good thing to know about.
Well, that's right. Or it was. Yep. It belonged on the ash heap of history.
That's basically correct. And then this stuff here is praising it and making it sound like it's something that you need to be a part of. But here's the deal: have you ever heard of a person named Melanie Collette?
Nope.
She is a black adjunct professor and a member of what's called Project 21. Have you heard of them?
It rings a bell, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, she says the motive is to convince white students that they are secretly guilty of deep-rooted racism and to convince black students they can't succeed because of their racist classmates. What a bunch of crap.
Isn't that actually racism, though?
That certainly is racism,
yeah.
Because let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what in the hell color you are, and I can attest to that from the people I've got that are friends that have gone up to be professors of college professors, and then later in the higher education management and supervision, chiefs of fire departments, chiefs of police departments, all types of corporate positions and whatnot, trucking company owners and executives. I mean, come on. Some of them are black, some of them are white. It's all in what you've got intestinal fortitude-wise to get out there and do the job. It takes hard work to achieve things.
Well, absolutely. And what you're describing, Captain, in the most general sense is how society moves forward. What these people are doing, these ideologues, they are trying to make sure that society is divided. So we cannot progress. We cannot make any progress. We can't move forward. And everybody divides up and everybody hates each other and you have people fighting.
Yep.
That's the goal.
You and I did not get to where we are right now, sitting here right now talking on the radio to millions of people out there on a weekend. You and I did not get to where we're at by acting other than working intelligently, working as hard as we could, going towards our goal, trying to achieve the goal that we were after, whatever it was, all the time, and having that 37 cents in our pocket so we were never broke.
Precisely.
Although now it's got to be a dollar.
Well, right. But that's the school of life. That's the school of hard knocks. That's the
And these kids today are being brought up, Kyle, I swear to God, tell me I'm wrong if I'm wrong, they're being brought up today that, well, you're entitled to it. You're going to get it because you're entitled to it. You don't have to work for it. You're entitled to it. Do you know how many times I hear that?
Well, of course.
It's wrong. And the people that are saying that need to be strung up by the thumbs and let's see what they're entitled to.
Well, but it's detrimental to young people to tell them such things.
Good God.
Yeah, it's detrimental.
Exactly. I mean, if you want something, go out and work for it. It's there.
But they want to have they want to be able to tell people you can blame somebody. It's all you got to do. Your whole life is going to be about blaming and getting settlements, or blaming and getting some sort of special treatment, blaming and getting something that somebody else worked for example. And it's just the wrong way.
Yeah, I'll put you in charge of the chat room. We're getting a bunch of comments in there, and I don't have time to go look at them. But anyway, as the Democrat-controlled Senate is lining up the party-line votes to pass this Inflation Reduction Act, which does anything but featuring a $369 billion in new federal spending for, you ready, wind, solar, and electric vehicles. Yahoo! Environmentalists are uncertain whether or not to cheer or to weep.
Well, right. Well, of course, you know, they're going to make a utopia of some sort. But at the same time, Captain, you know, I actually saw something earlier today about the idea of maybe we need to get rid of air conditioners. Maybe that's too much environmental impact.
It's a draw. Yeah. Can you imagine the people in the apartment complexes in New York City on about the 25th floor, where it's probably 20 degrees warmer than it is down below without air conditioners? Open the windows and jump.
That's right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. The first Driver's Highway and Byway Report coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green meadow whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Is knee pain getting in the way of your daily life? Are you staying clear of places with steps or giving up travel because the pain is unbearable? Hi, Mike Gallagher here for Total Therapy Florida. Maybe you've been told you need a knee replacement, or maybe knee pain is changing the way you live your life. Either way, Total Therapy Florida can help with knee pain before knee replacement is even recommended, or before and after knee replacement surgery. They even have a free ebook on their website, TotalTherapyFL.com, that can answer many of your questions about knee replacements. Better yet, give them a call and set up a free consultation. 941-375-8183. They're in Sarasota, Osprey, Venice, Englewood, Northport, and their newest location, Lakewood Ranch. Medicare and most insurances are accepted. Call today, 941-375-8183. That's 941-375-8183. Or go to TotalTherapyFL.com. That's TotalTherapyFL.com. Be sure to tell them Mike Gallagher sent you.
Business owners and entrepreneurs, would you like to have $50,000 in corporate credit? How about getting your credit score over 750? For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped customers get millions in credit. By using corporate credit, you can finance a business, buy real estate and stock under a corporation. Take advantage of numerous tax write-offs only available to a corporation. Go to RaysWebinar.com now to book a free webinar and get over $50,000 in corporate credit and get your credit score up to 750. When you attend, ask Ray about the $1,000 cash credit within days. Go to RaysWebinar.com. That's RaysWebinar.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930, online at theanswersarasota.com, and depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, that song is AC/DC, Get It Down, Wild Reputation. And Kyle, we got to dedicate that to somebody. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
That goes out to Jeff in Sarasota, Wild Reputation.
All right, Jeff in Sarasota.
He's tearing up the chat room.
He is. That's
tearing
right.
up the darn chat room. I'm telling you, just can't get anything done anymore, can you? All right, well, anyway, that's rather a hell of a beat to it. I'm sitting there just bopping along, having a good time. All right, well, let me read this and give it to you. Dangerous summer heat with above normal temperatures again expected through the weekend in portions of the plains into the Great Lakes and Northeast. Now, meanwhile, flash flooding, this is bad news, flash flooding is possible this weekend in the Four Corners region with this monsoon season again ahead of the cold front that's digging through the upper Mississippi Valley that's still bringing rain, Kyle, to Kentucky and West Virginia. My God, those areas are still getting rain tonight, and it's not pretty what's going on over there right at the moment. Plus, we got something stirring here not very far offshore in the Gulf. We'll talk about that in a minute, but take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, tonight we're going to start with a story actually coming out of Death Valley, California. This is along Highway 190, also along Highway 127. Right now, we understand that all roads in and out of the Death Valley National Park are closed because they've had so much rainfall in such a short period of time, causing substantial flooding in the area. Thankfully, there are no injuries have been reported about this, but dozens of cars are actually buried in the mud and dirt at this point.
Wonderful.
And, so they're trying to figure out what they're going to be doing about this. But, of course, they got quite a lot of rain very, very quickly. Looking at the forecast, though, it looks like they're going to not have rain in the forecast now over the next several days. It's still going to be incredibly hot, but at the very least, perhaps they can try to get some of these roads open there. Of course, this has been the big thunderstorms that kick up out there in the desert and so forth, so you got to be aware of that. Also, we've got aerial flood watches tonight up in central Nevada. This is going to go from about Tonopah all the way up to Elko and then over to the border with Utah. We also continue to now have excessive heat watches up in Washington, especially going across I-90. If you're in the Moses Lake area, you've got excessive heat watch. Heat advisories for Seattle, Tacoma, also Everett. Portland, Oregon, looks like we've got very hot and dry weather. Also a heat advisory right there around our friends in Portland. This is going to, the hot, dry weather is going to continue all the way down to Eugene if you're going down Interstate 5. Taking a look at the active rain on our maps tonight, we continue to see that rain, as I was talking about, in central Nevada. This is going to affect I-80. This is going to be south of Lovelock. You're going to go through the rain there, have a little bit of a respite, but then you're going to start seeing it well south of Winnemucca. And as you head out towards Elko, got a little bit of a respite by the time you hit Elko over to about Wells, you've got rain coming across the road there. Also, this is going to go up into southern Idaho, Twin Falls, up near Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Rexburg. We've got rain falling near Boise, also north of Boise as well. And also up in Montana, this is near Miles City, just north of Hysham and Miles City on I-94, you've got rain coming across the road. North of the road. It's coming across the road near Columbus. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, we're going to start in the Midwest. Nebraska, we've got some rain and some flooding conditions, southeastern Nebraska down along the Iowa line. A lot of heat advisories through there today on down through Oklahoma City and on up into, on up into Missouri. A lot of high temperatures there today, as well as Iowa and the western part of Illinois. But in South Dakota, we've had a fair amount of rain, and that rain is making these tributaries, if you will, go over their banks. So we've got some flood watches and warnings, not only along I-29, but also to the west of I-29. When you get off the interstate, you want to be careful. You might drive into something you don't know about, but I'm sure it'd be plainly marked. And then we do have a flood warning in the middle of the state north of Bismarck tonight, about 40, 50 miles. So there's been quite a bit of rain there. But I want to go right to Kentucky. You know, Kyle, we've been talking about this ever since this major flood happened earlier. It's still raining there, and they're still flooded, and there's still flood warnings there across that whole area. Plus, some of it's moved a little bit further upstream from where these people are. Now, all that water has got to go back down through by them, correct?
Right, exactly.
And this is not going to be a pretty picture. I mean, they're still looking for people. I realize the searches are going to continue, but this is going to dislodge stuff, move it further down the river, make it harder to find people. So they're literally going to have people that are missing that they may never find. And we do have a major flood advisory for right on the West Virginia-Kentucky line right now. Also the southeastern corner of Ohio right there from Ashland, Kentucky, east over towards the capital, Charleston, in West Virginia. So you've got flooding going on there. By the way, there's some flooding tonight being reported in Virginia, right around, let's see here, just south of Richmond. There's some flooding being reported over there. And we've got some flooding being reported, believe it or not, on the southern end of Maryland. So the rain, where it's been raining along the East Coast, is starting to affect things. Up through New York State, we're going to have some warm conditions there. But we're also going to have a line of thunderstorms developing later today. So be careful. Keep your eyes on the radio, weather radio, and television. Because if you're going to Canada up and down I-87, you might have a lot of weather to go along with you. Same coming across I-90 going to Boston from upstate New York. Now, in the Gulf of Mexico, Kyle, right now up around what we call Big Bend, which is almost all the way to Tallahassee, not quite, kind of in the middle, we've got some weather in the Gulf. We've got a bunch of disturbance there with thunderstorms and lightning, and we've been getting these mini, I call them mini, mini monster storms in the afternoon right here all week long. We've been getting them here. It's like having a monster tropical storm come through and, you know, blow stuff all over the place, and you get an inch or two of rain in about 20 minutes' time, and then, boom, it's gone.
Right.
So yes. That's what we've been getting all week long. Meantime, wow. Tell us about the pilot and flying J. You got about 45 seconds.
Thank you, Captain. Folks, don't forget, you can start saving 10 cents a gallon at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers just by joining their rewards program, the My Rewards Plus program. You can download the My Rewards Plus app. It's easy to join. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, where you can download it for your Android or for your Apple or iOS device. So you want to check that out, because through October 31st, you'll save 10 cents a gallon. You'll also find out about all the other great things the rewards program can do for you, including special offers and track all the points that you'll get by buying and fuel and other things at Pilot Flying J. PilotFlyingJ.com, that's the website.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more. Hour number two on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll see you on the other side of the news and all that good stuff.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available, and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Indiana becomes the first state in the country to approve legislation restricting abortion access since the Supreme Court ruled over overturning Roe v. Wade. Lawmakers passed the measure on Friday, sent the bill to Republican Governor Eric Holcomb, who quickly signed it. China says it's canceling or suspending dialogue with the U.S. on a range of issues, all in retaliation for the visit this week to Taiwan by Nancy Pelosi. But the House Speaker says the trip was not meant to provoke Beijing.
We have said from the start that our representation here is not about changing the status quo here in Asia, changing the status quo in Taiwan. It's about, again, the Taiwan Relations Act, the U.S.-China policy, all of the pieces of legislation and agreements that have established what our relationship is.
Twitter says a still unknown number of owners of anonymous accounts might have had their identities compromised last year.
A since-fixed vulnerability in Twitter software was apparently exploited by a malicious actor. While the company says it doesn't know the extent of the global exposure, the digital advocacy group Restore Privacy says data presumably obtained through the vulnerability was being sold for $30,000 on a popular hacking site, and more than 5 million identities may have been exposed. Many people with anonymous Twitter accounts do so to protect their profiles for security reasons that include fear of persecution by repressive authorities. The revelation comes at a time that Twitter is in a legal battle with billionaire Elon Musk over his effort to back out of his $44 billion offer to buy Twitter. I'm Tim McGuire.
And you can check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Citing evidence of community spread, New York State health officials are upping their call for residents to get vaccinated against polio.
They're describing it as the tip of the iceberg. In a statement, New York Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett warns residents that for every one case of paralytic polio observed, there may be hundreds of other people infected. Bassett is urging the community to get inoculated to keep from suffering the fate of an unvaccinated young adult who developed paralysis, the first person known to be infected with polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade. Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo is an epidemiologist with Brown University.
This is not the first vaccine-preventable illness we've actually seen in Rockland County. And just before the pandemic, there was a very large measles outbreak in Rockland County, also due to low vaccine coverage.
Infected people can have no symptoms but still transmit the polio virus, which can cause paralysis and even death. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey.
Find us online at theanswersarasota.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. talk to your local recruiter, or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard. Aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here on this program. And by the way, you never know what's going to happen next here, because we watch the breaking news wires all night long. There is some developing news that we'll get into here in a minute with our next guest, Ron Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. But ladies and gentlemen, we are here because of you, and I mean that sincerely. We want to thank everybody who's taken the time and the effort to see to it that this program continues on the same stations we're on, as well as the new stations we're adding, and you'll hear more about that soon. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thank you so very, very, very much for the great jobs that you're doing out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler the same way. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. Find us over there. Captain's America. That's the word. Captain's America. Captain with an S in the middle. America attached to it. And that's how you find us on any one of those pages. All right. We go to the phone line, and joining us right now from the frozen tundra, where it's probably not too frozen tonight, and that would be none other than the man, the myth, the legend, up there in Michigani land, Ron Edwards. There they are. They're on the porch. They're waving American flags. Somebody's waving a Portuguese flag. Hey, there's a Canadian flag. Oh boy, he's out of place. All right, well, everybody is having a good time, and we always have a good time. So, how are you doing this morning, and are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm doing very well, and yep, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those last words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, you just can't make this stuff up, whether you're on the weekend show or during the week, because the District of Columbia, the mayor there, was begging for the use of the National Guard to come help her with the 4,000 illegals that were presenting such a problem. She had no way of dealing with them and doing this and doing that. And I'm thinking to myself, there's hundreds of thousands of people lined up along that border. Some of those little towns that only have 1,000 or 2,000 people in them have got 10,000 or 12,000 illegals there just waiting. And she's got a problem with 4,000? Get out of town. Well, anyway, the National Guard said, nope, not going to help you.
And they should not, because you remember, Captain, when many cities, including Washington, D.C., across the country, defiantly declared themselves as sanctuary cities. They said, bring them on in.
Yep.
We can take them, because they wanted to go against the Trump administration's policy of protecting our country from the hordes, the teeming hordes of illegals coming across the border. She fixed that lunch, so she's got to eat it. So that's her problem, and the people of D.C.'s problem, because they continue to vote for her.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll wake up that you get the same results doing the same old thing over and over again. It's about time to make a little change here.
Yeah, and the same thing with Eric Adams, mayor of New York. He's been crying a little bit for some help, and he too. His predecessor made New York City a sanctuary city, and he didn't change it. So, and he also had an invite from the Texas governor to come down there and check things out.
Yep.
He began yelping about the teeming hordes of illegals coming into New York City. So, and he refused to go down. So,
yep.
Hey, they're getting what they deserve.
Well, we've got this woman named Cassidy Hutchinson, who was considered the smoking gun of the liberal media, the ex-aide to the Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who testified before the House Select Committee on January 6th, reciting some of the best lines and the best tales and the best garbage that had been heard in a long, long time. And the unfortunate problem for her was most of what she said was debunked as being not true.
Well, that's true. I didn't hear all of what she said, but that is correct. She said
Donald Trump tried to jump over the seat to get up and grab the steering wheel and drive the vehicle that he was in to the White House.
Yeah.
To the Capitol.
If you look at the vehicles, any of the vehicles that Donald Trump rode in as president, you know that it's physically impossible for an individual to do.
They are not designed to do that. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do that. So it was impossible. For her to sit there with a straight face and say that. I did watch that, by the way. Yeah, see, some of these people are so forgettable, Captain. But, yes, I did see that lie. And for her to sit there with a straight face and say that, it's just reprehensible to me. But it is what it is.
Well, something happened. She was supposed to go to work as an aide in Mar-a-Lago for Donald Trump after his presidency.
Yeah.
But obviously that didn't happen. It didn't work out. She didn't get the job. And then
sour grapes.
Yeah. Well, it's called Hell Hath No Fury as a Woman Scorned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true also. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Well, she was looking for her 5 minutes of fame, and she got it.
Yeah, she did.
But then again, she might be called up for being a liar. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, hold that thought there, Mr. Ron. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Ron Edwards, and we'll have an Edwards notebook in the mix of things, too, here. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
York Install Confidence.
Howdy friends, Chris Cashy here from AC Today again. There are many things on people's minds right now. High gas prices, food prices, but an old AC system failing shouldn't be one of them. If it is, we need to talk. We can help you repair or replace it economically because right now manufacturers offering huge incentives which can save you thousands. For the foreseeable future, AC Today is providing up to $3,300 in discounts and rebates towards the purchase and installation of a new home comfort system. Hey, it's simple. You'll receive a buyback credit for your existing system, additional manufacturer's rebates and incentives, plus 25 months no interest financing. And for the first 20 customers, complimentary 10-year parts and labor warranty, including a free Wi-Fi thermostat. So give yourself peace of mind and help your family fight inflation today by taking advantage of limited time offer. Call now, 941-755-1336. That's 941-755-1336 or Google actoday-fl.com. For all your AC needs, you have to call AC Today, not tomorrow.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead, be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-772-4165. 800-772-4165. 800-772-4165. That's 800-772-4165.
I'm Chuck England, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7 and AM 930 The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Could it be there is a Klaus Schwab school for Corona Chinavirus dictators and a great reset plot? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Economist Ernst Wolf believes that a hidden alliance of political and corporate leaders continue to exploit the scandemic with the aim of crashing national economies. Let's not forget, Mr. Schwab stated that he intends to make us poor and make us like it. But how else do you explain more than 190 nations from all over the planet ended up dealing with the pandemic in almost exactly the same manner, with lockdowns, mask mandates, and vaccination cards now being commonplace almost everywhere? The answer may lie in the Young Global Leaders School, which was established and managed by Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, and that most of today today's prominent political and business leaders passed through there on their way to the top. I believed that if allowed, individuals like Klaus Schwab, every U.S. leftist Democrat, and of course rhinos and many more, will try to plunge we the people into utter, never-ending misery. But the globalists tend to forget that they are not God. Thus, it would be wise to seek the real God and secure liberty. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Yeah.
Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
That's Kathy Curtis. She had more words to say than I was ready to talk about. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds and that great coffee they got. Now I'm going to bring Ron Edwards into the mix here. Now, Constitutional Grounds, we were over at Mixon Farms on Thursday talking to a lot of people, and they were asking us about the coffee and whatnot. And one person who was in there had bought it before, and another person in there wanted to buy as much as a case. And, you know, he should have already contacted you or will be. But the thing of it is this coffee, and I'm going to take a sip right now. It's iced coffee is the way I make it. Boy, that's good. But anyway, the Constitutional Grounds coffee doesn't have that bite to it. Doesn't have the acidity that you get with a lot of coffee. And, of course, I like iced coffee. So that's the way I make mine. And all you got to do to find out more about this coffee is to go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display, which is on the website, theronedwards.com, to make your purchase. And, oh, by the way, when you go over there, you'll see the coffee, you'll see the sizes, you'll see the K-cups, you'll see all of that over there. And give it a try. I mean, after all you got to do is have something really good for a change instead of this other stuff. And I hate coffee that bites. And, Ron, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee
you want in your cup.
Patriotic cup. Yep, because patriots drink this coffee. That's why it's
big
Constitutional
time.
Grounds. Yep. Now, I want to kind of change gears a little bit because there was a mention there about the schools. And we have a story that we were going to be talking about, which we'll talk about right now, about backpacks. And I have an email I got from somebody. The Common Composition Notebooks, and I did not know this, and thanks to Judy in Sarasota for sending this to me. The Common Composition Notebooks Pen Plus Gear brand have a list of websites on the back of the front cover called Web Reference, General Reference, and Research Sites. Many are government sites. One of them is CNN Student News. Did you know that?
No, I did not. Absolutely not.
And the parents should have a look at the items before before the kids get a chance to do whatever. Because here's what started all of this. Out in California, kids were coming home with backpacks, and they were excited. Oh, we got new backpacks, and look, we got this and we got that, and oh, we got this little bookie in here. Look, we got a nice book we can read. Well, the book was leaning Marxist or leaning socialist and had a bunch of stuff in there about how socialism wasn't that bad and this, that, and the other. And this was one of those school districts down there by San Diego again where they've been having all the trouble. Now, have you heard of an outfit called Project 21?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Melanie Collette, who's a black adjunct professor and member of Project 21, says that the motive of all of this is to convince white students that they are secretly guilty of deep-rooted racism and to convince black students that they can't succeed because of their racist classmates. Well, you happen to be black, and you've done pretty good for yourself. And I know a lot of black people that have done very good for themselves that resent that statement, and they've told me so.
Well, I'm gonna join the others and tell you that I resent that massively because, first of all, the United States of America, even with any problems that anyone can drum up, is still and has been a great land of opportunity. If you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to learn about what you want to succeed in,
yep,
and go for it, it's better to shoot for the stars and reach the moon than to just, you know, fuss and complain and cry about and use anything as an excuse not to do anything. And then other than becoming a bitter, mean, America-hating individual, and that's what a lot of people have done, both black and white. They're complainers. They're coddled. You know, people need to learn about individuals like Frederick Douglass, for example. If they did that, there would be the elimination of all excuses for anyone to fail in this life today, because he became wealthy. He had businesses. He did all kinds of great things, despite the attitudes of white people then when there was a lot of racism. And if he could make it during those times, anyone can make it today, even though economically it's a little more difficult because of the policies. But I'm talking about as far as socially. The racism is nothing compared to what it has been in the past. And if folks wanted to know what real racism is, be black and go into Mexico. You ain't seen nothing in the United States today compared to some other nations around the world. People need to shut up, stop complaining, put their nose to the grindstone, set goals, and go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can get anything you want if you want to work hard enough to get it.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, my dad taught me that. He set an example for me. And I grew up around, it was in a mixed area with the Polish. We had an American Indian family on the corner that lived in the house on the corner. And, you know, there were people from all walks of life, Captain. And we all were great neighbors. And everyone, you either had a small business and a job or two jobs. That's, you know, everyone worked. And no one complained. We just, our parents, they just got along in life. And this complaining and everything that's going on today, it's just abysmal. And I know it's taught to the young people. You know, we've got to stop and redirect what is being taught to our young. Because if we don't, we will die as a nation.
I got a question for you from Jeff in Sarasota. You ready?
Yeah.
Where are the convictions from the impeachment of a president for just doing his job and the suppression of an expanding virus, supposedly bad enough to shut down the economy and telling people to cower in a corner?
Where are the what now? The
convictions.
Where are the convictions?
Yeah, nobody's charged anybody with anything.
I know. I was going to say they're just nothing more than figments of our imagination so far. And that's a huge tragedy, Captain and Jeff. It's horrible. And guess what? They're trying to make us cower in the corner again with this monkey virus.
Monkeypox.
Which is monkeypox. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something, Captain. You know that there are no wild monkeys running around in North America. And you know how monkeypox first, you know, became a human situation.
Yep, I do.
And how it has spread. Why is it that they're not telling folks to not get together now? They're not telling people that. In fact, in San Francisco, there's going to be a party where you're having people get together in an orgy or whatever.
Yeah.
Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, they're going to spread the virus there on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Evil. Evil, man.
Remember, it's a national emergency right now. We need to be deathly concerned because it's going to be so terrible. But if they're encouraging it in certain areas where it will be terrible, then they're creating the problem.
And then they use that as an example, as a reason or as an excuse to try to lock us all down.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hear the music coming up. It's been another interesting discussion, and I'm sure we'll have many, many more before the year is up, because we're getting ready to do some politicking down here in Florida in about another 2 weeks. So you have yourself a great day.
You as well, sir.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Embers Notebook. Check him out. Find out what he's all about. You're going to like it. And go over to theronedwards.com. Check out the Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Each time you think you've heard it all, you quickly discover you haven't. A federal judge, naturally, has ruled the state of West Virginia must allow transgender patients covered by Medicaid to receive gender-transforming surgery. These will be paid for, of course, by us. Listen to his reasoning, if one can call it that. U.S. District Judge Robert Chambers said it is discriminatory to ban such procedures for Medicaid recipients while allowing others who do not have a gender dysphoria to get the same procedure. One example, he said, is a mastectomy. Now, what used to be called obvious, that is, a woman has gender-distinctive breasts and a man doesn't, and a woman is born a woman and a man is born a man, doesn't seem to matter anymore as truth has become subjective. Perhaps the judge should speak to those people who have had gender-changing surgery and regretted it and are now trying to transition back to their original gender. Would he require West Virginia to pay for that surgery, too? Judge Chambers, by the way, was nominated by Bill Clinton. Elections have consequences. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. Alrighty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Don't forget to check out mystore.com, something totally different over there from Mike Lindell. It's kind of like going into a Walmart and looking at all the other stuff they got in there, too, besides the pillows and the stuff for your bedroom and whatnot. They got a lot of things in their selection that you wouldn't think that they would have. So mystore.com, mypillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. It'll open up some doors, avenues, some windows to you like you have never seen. Now, I want you to go over, when you do go to MyPillow.com, to go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is where all those great specials are for the radio listeners. And again, promo code CAPTAIN gets you those discounts, whether it's buy one, get one, or whether or not it's 50% off, or whether or not it's 80% or 75% or 90% or whatever it is they're doing. There's different specials on different things there. That's what it's all about. MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page. And by the way, you can also call them direct on the phone. Talk to a real person anytime. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code will always be Captain, whether or not you're going to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning again, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Appreciate you being there, and we also appreciate the fact that we are going to talk right now about a couple different things. Now, very strangely, another payback for Nancy Pelosi's visit, China has cut all military communications and climate ties with the United States of America, effective immediately.
That's what we're hearing, exactly. I mean, this has really affected the Chinese government. And I'll say what I said before, and that was, you know, to a great degree, Captain, if they had just sort of let this be, I don't think that they would have caused this to be such a big problem for them. But boy, are they really displaying their displeasure with this.
Well, they made a mistake by allowing Nancy Pelosi to go over here, the blowhard that she is, and create this big facade. She's the Speaker of the House. She doesn't make legislation. She doesn't control anything that goes on over there. That's the State Department. And she made it look like as if she was the big premier or whatever. They gave her a sash, like as if she was a president or something, because that's who gets those things. And it's just the whole thing was ridiculous.
Well,
and by the way, how much did this trip cost?
That's a good question. I'm sure it cost quite a lot, especially with the heightened tensions. But it is very telling for the Chinese government. You know, 25 years ago, Newt Gingrich, approximately 25 years ago, Newt Gingrich went to Taiwan as well. But certainly the Chinese put Pelosi into the position of having to go to Taiwan because they raised such a big stink about it. If she had backed down or the U.S. government had backed down, then it would have been a win for China, especially for local consumption. And now they're just – of course, they've been launching the missiles and this kind of thing. But I think, in all kidding aside, I think that the Chinese are getting ready to do something sooner than later where it comes to their, quote, reunification.
They launched at least a dozen missiles. Could have been 13, could have been 15, don't know for sure. But they launched at least a dozen missiles, and four of them went right over the Taiwan mainland.
Precisely. And the Taiwanese, of course, can say that's an invasion of our airspace for one.
Well, it did invade the Japanese airspace where they have what they call the international trade zone.
Precisely. So you know, to some degree, I think you could use the term reckless with the Chinese reaction to all of this. And I think, Captain, it shows that they are very, very poised to try to do something because otherwise, you know, in terms of statesmanship and so forth, they could have approached this in a much different fashion. But instead, I think they approached it in a fashion that actually raises the tensions.
Two Republican senators, one Josh Hawley from Missouri, the other Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, have urged the Department of Defense to immediately investigate its whistleblower allegations that hundreds of Afghan evacuees who appeared on official watch lists were not properly vetted before they were released into the United States, and now we don't know where they're at. These were bad guys. They were on terrorist watch lists, and we have no idea where they went.
Well, not trying to be funny whatsoever, Captain, but what is worse than leaving the $85 billion worth of stuff for the Taliban, military equipment and so forth? What's worse than that? Actually allowing this to happen, the unvetted people who are actually on watch lists coming into the United States, and we don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, hundreds of them.
Yes.
Tell me they couldn't cause a bunch of damage.
Well, absolutely, especially with the way that we know that cells form, how they work, and targets of opportunity, and so forth. Yes, it's a national security nightmare.
Now, did you hear about Madison County, North Carolina yesterday, and what the schools did there with their school districts, and this wasn't just for like law enforcement officers. This was for the people that were trained, teachers, janitorial staff, whatever. They have some AR-15s locked up in case there's a mass shooting at their schools in Madison County, North Carolina.
Well, it is an outgrowth of the reality of the times. You know, I hate to say, but it's akin, I would expect, to having an armory, basically, that in case somebody attacks, you're going to be able to open up that armory, as it were, and begin to be able to fight back. Captain, what else can we do? We have to protect the children. Now, the Democrats might have you think that only passing legislation somehow protects the children and will stop these things from ever happening. It's just not practical to think that way. You have to be able to stop the bad guys with guns. That's just that simple.
We will stop in the hallway and we will all sing Kumbaya.
That's not going to work. Just not going to work. And Captain, you know, I think parents would rather feel that if my son or daughter is at school and there's a lockdown or there's an emergency situation, do they have to be so scared that nobody's coming to save them or nobody's on campus that can protect them? That's, you know, just a horrible, horrible things to make our kids go into a situation where they already are going to be scared. But and also, Captain, too, and I'll say this briefly, you have to make the bad guys think twice. If I go into that school, they're going to shoot back. I'm not going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? The Biden White House has reported that they've apprehended nearly 250,000 unaccompanied child migrants.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
My first question goes, are these parents abandoning their kids and running off?
I think we've seen in the past that parents would try to get their kids across the border any way that they could, basically. Mm-hmm. Presumably to meet up with somebody, but, you know, you just never know. But it's just an unbelievable, unfathomable thing that somebody could do.
Mm. Yeah, and then again, some of it could possibly be just the fact that they did drop them off at the border, send them up here or whatever, but that's where we hear all this other stuff that's going on. This is child neglect to the umpteenth degree.
Well, certainly. And also, of course, too, you have unaccompanied minors that in some way, shape, or form can be used by the cartels or by others to make the illusion that this is a family, but they're not really the parents, and they help them get across or this kind of thing. It's to use them in that way.
Right. Well, you know, again, you never know what's going to happen next when you take a look around. And a couple of elderly people that were visiting Washington, D.C. died after they were struck by lightning outside the White House yesterday morning. And the couple, unfortunately, from Janesville, Wisconsin, died of their injuries after being critically wounded by a lightning strike in Lafayette Park.
That's just, you know, really unbelievable. I mean, that's, you know, one in a million happening, one would think.
Yeah, and by the way, I've been teasing this all night long that there's some things that are happening, and we're very thankful and happy to the folks that have come along and have supported us for all the years. We're fixing to make a move that's going to put us on a cable television network. Now, this is not Fox or one of those deals. It's called Real America News, and a lot of people know them. And they know that they're the ones that do all of the Donald Trump rallies and whatnot. And I'm very happy to be a part of that. And my buddies, Don and Donna Fiducia, they're over there. And they're there with Cowboy Logic. So somehow or another, I got roped into it, so to speak. But it's a very happy rope that they threw at me.
Yes, well, that's amazing, Captain. Yep. Congratulations.
Yeah, there'll be more about that to come, folks. We'll be telling you more about that in the days and weeks to come. Okay, Kyle, we're coming back with a Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere, folks. You got the weather. And, yeah, there's some weather out there. Always weather. I'll be right back. And I hope you're having a great night wherever you're at. The weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? My name is Ron LeGrand, and over the past 40 years, I've bought over 3,000 houses without using my money or credit and taught thousands to do the same. Today, even in a virtual environment, we buy nice houses in nice neighborhoods using no banks, realtors, contractors, or other costly entanglements, and build huge cash flow and wealth without the hassle of tenants, all without credit and little or no money. You don't need a license or experience, and I'll show you exactly how it's done. Text RON to 99799, and I'll send you my free training. I promise I'll change the way you think about real estate and open the door to a new lifestyle that doesn't involve risk or rehabs and can quickly replace your current income. Text RON to 99799 and let me show you how to take your life back and build cash flow and wealth from your home. That's RON to 99799. Again, text RON to 99799.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-820-6058. 800-820-6058. 800-820-6058.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. Students can sign up for PACT's online training program to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the one-hour course today. We declare not one more victim.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That is AC/DC. That's a song called Heat Seeker. Kyle, what year was that from?
It's a good question. You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but if I had to guess, I would say it'd be in the mid-80s somewhere.
Kind of looks that way by the way they're dressed, so I would say it's a pretty good guess on your part. All righty, well, take it away out west. Tell me what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we let off last hour with the issues going on in Death Valley down there in California in the high desert area, of course. And this, of course, is around Highways 127 and Highway 190. Everything in and out of Death Valley closed, as far as we know at this point, because of the major flooding that had occurred. So they're trying to dig out from there. No injuries, thankfully, to report in that. But we also continue, Captain, to see some heat advisories up in Washington State, excessive heat advisory. This is going to be in the Moses Lake area. So you're coming across I-90. Heat advisories for Seattle, Tacoma as we go through the next couple of days here. Portland, Oregon, also we've got a heat advisory around there. Hot and dry weather all the way down to Eugene, Oregon, down Interstate 5. We continue to see aerial flood watches in central Nevada. We do have some rain coming across I-80 in some of these various places here, especially if you're out near Winnemucca, Lovelock, Battle Mountain, Elko, and over at Wendover as you go across the border into Utah, where it continues to rain on you as you go down I-80. Also, of course, we're looking at some scattered rain in Wyoming, but also up north of Miles City and Hysham and Forsyth, north of I-94 in Montana tonight. And just outside Bozeman, if you're coming out I-90, you're going to run into some rain by the time you hit Livingston. So be careful out there.
All right, South Dakota is where we're going to start. You've got some flooding, some low-level and some tributary flooding right along I-29, the border right there between Minnesota and south of Fargo on I-29. So be advised, you get off on one of those side roads there, you might want to be real careful. Also over towards Fargo, central part of the state, down south of Fargo and about central part of, the north central part of South Dakota. You've got a flood warning there for one of the streams that's over its banks, and it's flooded quite a bit of area there. That's going to be between 94 and 90, about halfway in between central part of South Dakota. Moving on down to Nebraska, the eastern third of Nebraska tonight. They're going to be warm there today. You're going to have some scattered thunderstorms as the day goes along I-80 and along I-29. And you do have an area of extreme heat right there along the southwestern border of Iowa and Nebraska today. Temperatures are going to be well over 100 degrees in that area, so be advised of that. Iowa, same scenario there. Scattered thunderstorms later on in the day. High heat advisory there. Same thing for most of Missouri, most of Kansas, the central and eastern part of Oklahoma as well, where they do have some flooding going on there right now along the Arkansas line. Now, again, looking at the river, the big river, Mississippi River, you've got some flooding up there along Kentucky, along the river, the western part of Kentucky, but it's still raining in Kentucky in the areas where they've already had rain. That's not good. They're getting more rain. They also happen to be getting some flood warnings and advisories right along the border, West Virginia and Kentucky right now. Also, the southern part of Ohio and along the Kentucky border, Ashland, Kentucky, over to Charleston, West Virginia. You've got a lot of water, a lot of rain in there. We have a new area to report south of Richmond, Virginia, that's also got the streams over their banks down around Petersburg, Virginia. So be advised of that. And we do have some weather in the Gulf of Mexico tonight off of Big Bend. We have a series of storms that's pretty much planked out there at the moment. And the water's riled up, and we don't know exactly where the storms are going to go just yet. But it's kind of like our own little mini tropical system that's there right now, which is not one of those, but we've been getting some thunderstorms in the afternoon here that rival some of the best tropical storms that I've seen in some time, with the wind and with the rain coming down and the lightning and all that stuff, sideways rain and tree limbs blowing around and all that. So there you go. All right. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will see you on Monday morning, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And don't forget, the pilot in Flying J brings you the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Just be careful out there in the roads, folks. If you're traveling I-64, if you're traveling I-77, I-79, if you're up along I-77 in particular going through West Virginia, be careful because we are getting a lot of flooding still up there. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I don't know what story is more important to talk about here. There's certainly plenty of stuff going on, but let's talk about China, first of all. China pretty much divorced the United States. Thank you very much, Nancy Pelosi. They've cut military communications and climate ties with the U.S.
Correct.
So what's next?
Well, I would say this, and I actually have been saying it. The Biden administration, through the State Department and through all the other domestic agencies, should contact every corporation in the United States that's doing business in China and tell them to start weeding their business out of there as fast as possible, move it to another country if they don't move it back here. And I say big if they don't move it back here, because we seem to have a pile of people in the United States that don't want to work. Mm-hmm. So people are still clamoring for employees, although big corporations, some of them here, are laying off people.
100 million, 100 million are not working.
But I would also say that I would tell any Americans that are in China right now to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's from a standpoint of their own safety that I would be doing that. So I would start there. The one industry that I would be targeting as fast as I could to replicate it for the protection of the United States is anything in the pharmaceuticals industry. That's prescription and over-the-counter drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's the one place we're most vulnerable. The other one is to protect Taiwan in all ways for the computer chip.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to ID themselves and do all that great stuff that they like to do at the top of the hour, and I'll be right back with Denise Simon and a lot more, too, here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930. The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump was rallying the Republican troops at a Wisconsin rally Friday night.
We fought for Wisconsin and we won for Wisconsin, and with a big victory for Republicans this November, we will fight and win for Wisconsin once again and win like never before.
Mr. Trump was speaking at a Save America rally in Waukesha. Saturday afternoon, the 45th president will keynote the ending session of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas. Meanwhile, at that same CPAC event, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban spoke on Thursday, said the future of Western democracies will be decided in the coming years.
You have midterm elections this year, then presidential and congressional elections in 24, and we will have election in the European Parliament same year. These two locations will define the two fronts in the battle being fought for Western civilization.
Orban urged the conservatives at the CPAC to take back the institutions, stick to hardline stances on homosexual rights and immigration, and fight for the next presidential election. U.S. employers added 528,000 jobs last month, despite flashing warning signs of an economic downturn. Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says the numbers are stunning.
That comes down to the fact that really every other labor market indicator we've seen in recent months point to the jobs market actually cooling, not getting hotter.
Unemployment dropped another notch from 3.6% down to 3.5%, and that matches the more than 50-year low reached just before the pandemic took hold. Wall Street Dow finished up on Friday 76 points. More at townhall.com.
If we don't have a base in the Black and Latino community, we can't branch out. You got to have a strategy, and that's at least my strategy. Black lives matter. Black lives
matter. From executive producer Larry Elder.
The first conscious act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Comes the highly anticipated film from director Justin Malone.
If you think you're an American, you will fight to protect the interests of capitalist America.
An eye-opening expose on the demoralization of America.
If you know you ain't no American, you'll fight to destroy every aspect of American capitalism.
The rioting, burning, and looting began.
And there's no police presence down here.
Watch the film that is waking people up. A cinematic page turner. Mind-blowing. Excellent. Eye-opening. A masterpiece. A sequel that stands on its own. Uncle Tom, Part 2, An American Odyssey. Pre-order today on Salem Now.
Israel says it's striking Gaza and declaring a special situation on the home front after days of tensions following the arrest of a senior Palestinian militant in Israel's West Bank.
A blast could be heard in Gaza City where smoke poured out of the seventh floor of a tall building. Israel had closed roads around Gaza earlier this week and sent reinforcements to the border as it braced for a revenge attack after the arrest of a senior member of the Islamic Jihad militant group in the West Bank. Bob Agner reporting.
Three more ships carrying thousands of tons of corn have left Ukrainian ports on Friday, and they're traveling mined waters toward inspection of their delayed cargo. It's a sign that the international deal to export grain held up since Russia invaded Ukraine was slowly progressing. More breaking news and the best analysis. You can find them both by logging on to townhall.com.
Odyssey.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
International travel is open again. So now is the perfect time for that trip to Israel, the trip of a lifetime. A trip to the Holy Land will bring you face to face with one of the most fascinating countries on earth. More than just a vacation, this meaningful trip is your opportunity to enjoy the freedom to travel again, walking the ancient streets of Jerusalem where Jesus walked, sailing the Sea of Galilee, and floating in the mineral-rich Dead Sea with its healing and rejuvenating power. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza, along with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, personally invite you to experience Israel with them this November. To book your trip to Israel, log on to StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Then call 855-565-5519 to secure your spot. Call today, 855-565-5519.
Did you know that as much as 50% of your home's cooling energy is lost through its windows? Cellular shades, available at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are the most energy-efficient window coverings available. Innovative cellular construction traps air in micro pockets, keeping heat out and lowering your power bill. Get yours at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, offering cellular shades in a variety of American-made brands. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more to Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. And don't forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, and you can follow us there at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's website. We're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. Find us there by typing in Captains with an S on the end of Captain America, all one word, Captain's America, and you'll come right to us. Now, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, we've got from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we go to the caller that's on the phone, I want to ask you about the mayor's request in the District of Columbia for the National Guard to deal with the illegals with the boo-hoo, wah-wah. And I thought to myself, this is ridiculous compared to what's going on along that border down there where people are being inundated. D.C. is not. Well, their request was denied.
Well, I guess, first of all, Washington, D.C., they had long been declared a sanctuary city. So they were, at one point, as did New York. So they were welcoming these people.
Yep.
The second thing is that what does Muriel Bowser want the National Guard to do?
Babysit them.
Ahead of these. Yeah, precisely.
So. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Okay, now, let's go to the phone line. We have Backgammon Bob on the line. So what's your question for Denise?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as the China thing goes, I think that we need to put back a lot of the tariffs that we had on stuff, and some classes of products we can just absolutely forbid from coming from China. And as a part of that, a lot of these things could be made in Taiwan or South Korea. And the last thing I want to ask about, what about the naval? Does China still have a naval blockade on Taiwan? And can we break it, or if even necessary, just like the Berlin airlift, go and send airplanes in? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, the one thing I noticed about the plane, these ships that were around Taiwan.
The blockade and the military exercises that China is doing goes through Sunday.
Yep.
But at issue here, the one country you have to pay attention to is Japan, because some of the missiles that China lobbed went into Japan's economic zone, the waters of their economic zone. Mm-hmm. So the question then becomes, what is Biden doing about any of this? Has he picked up the phone and called anybody, least of which would be Japan? Mm-hmm. The answer to that is no. As far as China goes, we have to measure this one very carefully, because we have to look at what what China can do to hurt us worse than they ever did over COVID. So, you know, this is something that should have been going on a very long time. The one thing that I was disappointed with Trump when he announced the big, huge trade agreement with China, which was a good thing at the time, but there should have been a warning then, because we also found out how vulnerable the United States was when it comes to pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. So at that very moment, the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Trade Representatives, HHS, State Department, all should have been on a cohesive mission to wean and relocate that pharmaceutical business from China. We could have had probably, I don't know, 20 or 30% of it done by now. Look, we saw with the baby formula shortage what a crisis that is. And it's still a crisis today, of which the Biden administration has virtually dropped the ball again on it. this is a very important thing. It shouldn't have been the discussion only because of the threat. And they made a threat to assassinate Pelosi.
Yes.
They made that threat to shoot down her plane. That threat into itself is intolerable.
Mm-hmm.
So while Biden wants to call Russia a pariah, the truth of the matter is that Russia is a terror state. I don't care what anybody says. It's a terrorist government, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, so is the Chinese Communist Party. And why we are so afraid to say things the way they are. I mean, if you just look at what China has done, not only to the United States, but the rest of the world. They got spies all over the United States. They've infected our universities. They've infected our corporations. They're still continuing to hack. I don't care what anybody says. We only hear about the big hacks is when corporations admit that they happen. They continue to steal intellectual property, including, I might add, all kinds of data and files out of the U.S. Patent Office. There's been no consequence to COVID.
Yep.
So we don't know the whole truth.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We need to get our pharmaceutical companies and all those places to make all the pills and whatnot the hell out of China and back over here. We need to do that for sure. I'll be right back. More with Denise Simon coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hey, it's Tim Cooper with Health Plan Network. I can't help with gas prices or rising inflation, but I can help you lower your cost of health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of your pocket because you never meet your deductible? Well, my Freedom of Choice plan puts most of your coverage up front, where you only meet a deductible if you go into a hospital. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower cost than Obamacare. This plan's available all year round, so there's no reason to wait. You can change now. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call me, Tim Cooper, at 813-212-2580. That's 813-212-2580, or go to healthplannetwork.net. That's healthplannetwork.net, and we can custom design a plan that's managed by you, not the government.
You've heard me talk about Total Therapy Florida, the doctors of physical therapy who are passionate about relieving your pain, restoring your function, and improving your lifestyle. Well, they've just introduced a mobile service which brings their restorative therapy to you in your own home. This really helps when you can't get into a clinic because of your complications or you can't drive yet due to your surgery. Total Therapy Florida comes to you. You can also use the mobile service before surgery for stretching your muscles and loosening your joints. Many orthopedic surgeons see much faster and more successful recoveries when the patient has had their muscles and joints properly prepped and stretched for surgery. And now Total Therapy Florida brings it to you in your home, and it's all covered by Medicare and most major insurance companies. Give them a call on the hotline, 941-375-8183, 941-375-8183, or go to TotalTherapyFL.com, TotalTherapyFL.com, and visit any of their clinics in Lakewood Ranch, Sarasota, Osprey, Venice, Englewood, and Northport. Tell them Mike Gallagher sent.
This is Sue Hewitt for Town Hall Review. If you're like me, you want more than just facts. You want insight from people you trust. People like Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, and of course me, your host each week on the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, a weekly roundup of the news. Tune in each week and visit our website at townhallreview.com, where we give you what you need in today's fast-changing world. That's townhallreview.com.
Listen to the Town Hall Weekend Review, Sunday mornings at 5 and Sunday nights at 11 on AM 930. The Answer.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, and we'll have more with Denise in just a second. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for whatever it is you're driving, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You want to get them covered too. They'll do all of that. But where you save the money, where you really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together. And that's when you're going to see the savings. So give them a shot. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll find out where your local agent is if you don't already know. See the local agent if you want, or do it all on the web. You can do it that way, too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked a minute ago about the District of Columbia and what's going on there. We have a situation, and there's been a lot of this in Michigan. Michigan, a lot of the rivers are polluted, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Well, remember the water situation they had, what was it, in Flint a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that happened because of the rusting pipes and all that sort of stuff. Well, we have
That was because the rivers were polluted.
Well, we have a situation in the Huron River system which is the other end of all that, where in Huron, Michigan, the Michigan there's a Michigan manufacturer there who has released for the second or third time toxic chemicals directly into the Huron River system. Now, he's done this before. He's done it again. This time, the city is going to take legal action against him, and it could be criminal.
Okay. Well, I don't know what this Wixom plant does. I have no idea that they are calling it a chemical spill.
Mm-hmm.
They're apparently some kind of an auto supplier, so I'm kind of curious as to what kind of contamination. But this is their second incident in the last 4 years from this plant.
Mm-hmm.
But hexavalent chromium went into the sewer treatment system, and from there it went into the Huron River. So as far as it being toxic, it affects inhalation, ingestion, skin contact, and apparently there's some contact with lung cancer, asthma, and bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
So the plant is, I think it's shut down, but that's where we are with it. Wixom plant.
Now, Arizona seems to have a problem being able to count votes in Maricopa County. Have you noticed that? And an election official from an Arizona county, Maricopa County, has resigned after allegations of voter irregularities and a ballot shortage on primary elections day. Now, the Pinal County the government confirmed that David Frisk is the man's name, is no longer in the position of elections director, and he's no longer employed by Pinal County. Now, this came after a shortage of ballots on primary election day, and thousands of early ballots were sent to the wrong voters leading up to the primaries. My goodness.
You know, I'm old. I don't remember all of these issues in the 70s or the 80s.
Mm-mm.
Or the 90s.
Nope.
So we have to ask ourselves, why don't we kind of revert back to the way we used to do things?
Sure.
We wouldn't have these kind of issues. But, you know, let's kind of like travel on over to Pennsylvania, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Because Pennsylvania's legislature is a Republican legislature.
Yep.
And they voted for these drop boxes again. And there was a challenge to it, and their state Supreme Court upheld it. So, you know, did we have drop boxes in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s? I don't remember drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that we ought to really look at context here. We wouldn't have voter issues if we didn't have activists. And the activism started in earnest during the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really went on fire because I would say the Democrats took advantage of it. The Democrats at all levels took advantage of it during the election, because they said, oh, people are, you know, it's COVID and, you know, we're going to have to do drop boxes and people are going to, you know, don't want to leave their houses and their fear, blah, blah, blah. So
mm-hmm.
We're just so being punked.
Now, we have an email I just got from Tom in Sacramento, and thank you, Tom, for listening to us in Sacramento, California. He's saying that the Chinese have thousands of missiles that will annihilate the American fleet.
I don't disagree with that. I don't know what the... I don't know what the number is, but we only have one battle group over there. And with what we have over there, it could easily be, I think, annihilated.
Do we not have a second one that was held back, that was told not to leave the area, though? No.
No.
I thought we did. We had a second one held over, but okay.
We have the Reagan. So You know, let's kind of go back a little ways too, because under the Obama administration, a lot of our CIA Chinese operatives were coming up dead. And so the reason I think for that is because there was a hack that was done, and I think it went through, what was it, the General Accounting Office or the Office of Personnel Management.
Right.
Anyway, so Obama pulled the plug and eventually evaporated CIA operations in China. Trump comes into office, and he does something called the China Initiative, where there was to be a full-blown operation here to look at how many Chinese operatives, nefarious operatives, were not only in the United States, but that U.S. persons had some connective tissue to some nefarious types. And we saw a lot of those people necessarily being arrested. Remember the huge amount of people that were being arrested during COVID?
And yes.
These scientists at this year? Okay. Then Biden comes into office, and what, 4 or 5 months ago, he canceled the China Initiative altogether. So we don't know what's going on in China. For us to be able to truly estimate what China is doing with their Navy, with their Air Force, with their ground troops, and all these other kinds of things, is really a scientific guess here at this point. We have some abilities because we have the NSA, and we are doing some things to find out stuff in China, but we have no idea where China may be doing other things out of the view of any of the technologies that we have. So, but if you listen to any part of our military, including, I would say, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and whatnot, we are way behind the advancements, the volume of advancements that China is making. And the United States always had kind of an ethos that we would be 10 years ahead of military technologies, research and development of any of our adversaries. That has evaporated in a lot of the fields. To evaporate in some cases completely, in other cases down to like 2 or 3 years. And I would argue that anything that we think that we have still have an advantage of, we don't necessarily know because we don't have eyes on China like we once did or should have. So we're in a very bad way, ladies and gentlemen, with China. I would say just quit buying anything that's made in China. I mean, just quit doing it.
Right. And bring the companies back out of China and bring the people back out of China. Let them go pound sand. That's just me. All right. We will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, kiddo. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Our Military and Veterans News segment coming up when we come back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
SRN's News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Indiana yesterday became the first state in the nation to approve abortion restrictions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Governor Eric Holcomb was quick to sign the near-total ban on the procedure shortly after lawmakers approved it. Now, the ban, which takes effect September 15th, includes some exceptions. Abortions would be permitted in cases of rape and incest before 10-week post-fertilization to protect the life and physical health of the mother and if the baby is diagnosed with a lethal anomaly. Three more ships carrying thousands of tons of corn have left Ukrainian ports yesterday. They're traveling through mined waters, all toward inspection for their delayed cargo. It's a sign that an international deal to export grain held up since Russia invaded Ukraine was slowly progressing. This is SRN News.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433, 800-965-1433, 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, two campuses to serve you. Check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's the National Aviation Academy to tell you more about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a highly paid, highly detailed job, and you'll be in demand for the rest of your life. Believe me when I tell you. Here's the deal. Go over to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look at what they have to offer, and then take a look at the two campuses they've got. One being Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, and the other being Concord, Massachusetts, up just outside the city of Boston. Pick the one you want to go tour, take a tour of. Or maybe you want to go see both, and you can do that. But call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour. And you will get an opportunity to not only see the campus, but you get an opportunity to talk to the students that are there. You get an opportunity to talk to a teacher or two that's there. And you get an opportunity to talk to the money people that will help you fill out your student paperwork to get your student loan. Now, if you are a veteran and you have educational benefits available on your GI Bill, they will also tell you how much and what kind you've got. If you're coming out of the service and you haven't used your educational benefits, then obviously you got it all left. So you won't need to worry. Your schooling will be paid 100%, 100%, and all the add-ons that come along with it, the government will pick up if you're a veteran coming out of the service. Now, all I can tell you is based on my personal experience, there ain't nobody doing it any better than National Aviation Academy. Nobody. I've talked to some of the other people. I've seen some of the other campuses. National Aviation Academy is at the top of the pyramid. So if you want to learn it, you want to get it right, that's the place to go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. All right. The Pentagon right now is reminding everybody not to wipe their phones, not to get rid of the memory that's in your phone. If you're going to get a new phone or if you're going to do something different. Now, the Deputy Department of Defense Secretary, Kathleen Hicks, sent out the memo to senior leaders this week. We'll see what that is all about. But they're trying to stop things from getting out there that shouldn't be out there, and this is one way to do it. Now, Lieutenant General John Healy, U.S. Air Force, took command of the Air Force Reserve on Wednesday, replacing its retiring boss, Lieutenant General Richard Scobie, in a ceremony at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia. And congratulations to the general on his promotion, and congratulations to the general on his retirement. The Navy, by the way, according to a judge, federal judge, failed to address the environmental impact of the Growler fleet and the expansion of the Navy Growler fleet. Now, a federal judge has ruled that the Navy violated the National Environmental Policy Act during its environmental review process for the expansion of the Growler jet fleet at Naval Air Station Whidney Island. We'll see what happens there. To be determined, I guess, is the way you would explain that one. By the way, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced that the Air Force Brigadier General Patrick Ryder will become the department's new press secretary. He's been a veteran spokesman at the Pentagon, but he will now become the DOD's next press secretary. And remember, right, John Kirby was there before he moved into the White House. And I think John Kirby needs to be doing more so if we don't get embarrassed further by little old Frenchie that's up there. But that's just me. Now, the Defense Department will extend its program meant to help provide care for military dependents diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder through 2028. To evaluate the effectiveness, according to the agency. They're keeping their autism care program going through 2028. And that's a good thing for the families that are using it, I'll tell you that. Cases of COVID-19 continue to increase in South Korea over the past 2 weeks, while the U.S. military infections remained around 300 for the same period, the civilian numbers were going higher. Now, we have it on good assumption from the United States Naval Intelligence News that the People's Liberation Army Rocket Force fired 11 ballistic missiles into the waters surrounding Taiwan as part of a series of military exercises. Four of them flew directly over the island at altitude. Four of them. And four of them landed in the economic zone of Japan, which are their territorial waters. It's kind of amazing to see what's going on here and how there's reckless abandon for or any regard for what Japan might do or what South Korea might do if those missiles were to actually land and hit something on land. Could be an accident, but accidents usually have consequences. So we'll see what happens. By the way, Ukraine is under extreme pressure in the east as NATO is warning that Russia's military has to win that fight. And they're getting ready to do something. What the something is, we don't know. Whether or not it starts today or not, nobody knows that either. But it's a possibility it could. As a top advisor to the Ukrainian president said that there are four components that Kiev needs before negotiations with Moscow can continue. Now, they've been trying to talk to Putin, and Putin's holding all the cards. He's got the wherewithal. He's got the numbers. He's got the military. He's got the missiles. And he's got the people who the majority of them believe that the Ukraine is a bad country and there are bad actors running the Ukraine. Well, they're so bad, they're doing some good things. And you'll be hearing about that next week. We're gonna start telling you about the good things that are happening in the Ukraine that you don't hear much about, if anything. Because it's not all about how bad the Ukraine is. It really isn't. It's about how bad it could get if they're not allowed to remain a sovereign country. Now, there's a couple more stories here about the F-35. The F-35 has completed the ejection seat inspections. The Marines now have the F-35A. Their fleet's 90% operational. So that's a good thing. And hopefully this problem has gone away forever. Hopefully. All right. I'm coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to take a short look at the roads out there for the drivers. And then we'll finish things up with your calls, whatever you might have to say that's on your mind. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know every second of every day a person over 65 suffers a fall? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher for Total Therapy Florida. Falls are the leading cause of death from injury and injury in people 65 or older. But falls are not a normal part of aging. Total Therapy of Florida has a dedicated team of professionals who offer an individualized balance training and fall prevention plan that improves strength, balance, and stability to safely get you around the house or outdoors. If you do suffer a fall, Total Therapy Florida is passionate about relieving your pain, optimizing your movement, and getting you back to the active lifestyle you're accustomed to. Total Therapy Florida, keeping you on your feet in Sarasota, Englewood, Osprey, Venice, Northport, and our newest facility in Lakewood Ranch. They accept Medicare and most insurances, too. Book a free consultation now at TotalTherapyFL.com, TotalTherapyFL.com, or call 941-375-8183, 941-375-8183. Tell them Mike sent you.
Dad, why do your toenails look like that?
Hey, it's James, and if you're like me and suffer from toenail fungus, please pay close attention. Let's face it, toe fungus is embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off and hid my ugly toes from everybody. But nail fungus isn't just a cosmetic problem. It can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But no matter what I tried, it seemed like my fungus would never go away. Then I discovered Crystal Flush, the new and different FDA-registered at-home treatment. This unique two-step system flushes out fungus at its source and reverses damaged nails. Finally, me and thousands of others are free from fungus, and you can be too. Call now, and for a limited time, you can try Crystal Flush risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-354-1862. That's 800-354-1862. Eliminate your toe fungus once and for all, guaranteed. Call now, 800-354-1862, or visit crystalflush.com.
Weekdays at 3, it's Phil's Game with Phil Grandy.
Prices keep going up and up and up. That's called inflation. There's nothing worse than inflation to kill our economy. Stocks just continue to go up until they're not going to go up anymore. And when is that? That's when there's so much inflation, and when it gets to a point you can't meet all your bills, that's when the market crashes.
Weekday afternoons at 3, only on AM 930, The Answer.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get The Answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, where's the fire? Tried to rob me blind.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song. Get it done, son. Alrighty, there you go. And we appreciate them very much, and we appreciate him stopping by. And I appreciate being able to tell you something that you're not going to hear much anywhere else. You know, Chucky Boy Schumer is not fooling anybody, except maybe Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema with buying their votes. And by the way, Sinema, the billionaire's pal, wow, now you know, now the truth is out. She's obviously looking for campaign donations. That's why she did that. But anyway, I digress. Chuck Schumer finally got his wish. After reaching a deal with Joe Manchin on a far smaller version of the Build Back Better bill and calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, Kyrsten Sinema objected to the tax increases, as well she should have. Despite some hope that the Arizona Democrat might force economic reality on her colleagues, Sinema agreed to support it after winning a modest change, that being a $5 billion pork chop for Arizona on drought relief and the billionaire's tax being kept the way it is, not changed, not raised. Now, Schumer wants to sell this as a Democrat's answer to inflation. However, there is a budget model analysis out there from Penn Wharton that shows that this bill will actually increase inflation slightly for the first year and will have little or no impact on inflation afterwards. Even its supposed deficit reduction impact won't be felt until several years after its adoption. Wow. And Schumer knows it. Now, Schumer hasn't fooled anyone except for Manchin and Sinema. And as a YouGov poll recently showed, only 12% of Americans, 12% of Americans, think that this bill will reduce inflation in any form. In other words, the Inflation Reduction Act is a fraud. Just a skinnier version of the same old tax and spend policies that got us into the current predicament we're in anyway. Think about that one. Now, U.S. employers, and this is a mind-boggling deal, U.S. employers added a jaw-dropping 528,000 jobs in July, far more than expected. Wages jumped higher than expected. And yet the number of people working or looking for work declined. Now, have they retired? Have they just decided to take a vacation? What's going on here? Well, the majority of them appear to be part of that 100 million that have retired, pulled out of the driver's market altogether, and are now taking their vacation off into the sunset. A majority of them. So we'll have to assume that that's what's going on there. Now, Jason Furman, who happens to be an entrepreneur and a writer, he tweeted the following. He said, "I am baffled by the decline in labor force participation, peaked at 62.4% in March, and has fallen nearly continuously ever since. Despite the tons of job earnings and openings, despite the lots of jobs added, despite the dwindling cash balances, mostly improving COVID, recession talk scaring people into accepting jobs now so that they won't get caught short again, it still isn't enough. We have over 100 million people that aren't working, just plain aren't working. And the wages, while they say they're going up, well, if the inflation is at, and by the way, this is very low. If somebody tells you the inflation is at 9%, double it, at least double it. And if somebody tells you that they just got an 18% raise and it's going to take care of everything and kumbaya and whatever else they're going to say to you, laugh at them. It's not. It'll be gone by the end of the year because inflation's not going away. Now, I will tell you this, and this is a good thing. I'm going to go over to the price of oil, and I'll refresh my chart so I get an accurate price. Here is what's going on with oil right now. It looks like as if Brent crude's at $94.92. It's gone up 80 cents a barrel. West Texas crude is at $89 and a penny. It's gone up 47 cents. But then, where the rubber meets the road, is what's going on with the price of gasoline. Now, gasoline yesterday was $2.79 a gallon at the refinery. Today, it's gone up to $2.85 a gallon at the refinery. But it's still lower than what it was at the beginning of the week, so we should start to see, in this next batch of gas that gets delivered to your favorite spot, we should start to see lower gasoline prices at the pump below what they're at right now. And yesterday, Frenchie got all excited about $4 a gallon gasoline. Well, yeah, four is cheaper than five. Three is cheaper than four. But does anybody other than me remember what the price was when we voted in the last presidential election, the day of? Does anybody other than me remember what the price was, especially where I'm at? It was $1.87 a gallon right here in my backyard. I know because I bought gas that day and I kept the sticker, the receipt, just to see for posterity what would happen. It had gone up 50 cents a gallon by the time Biden had gotten the seat warm in the White House. That's how fast it changed. And he didn't do anything to help. Nothing to help. Now, I just looked at my clock and I realized I've gone over my time because I'm going to be coming up on the break here. So we missed out on a caller, but it is what it is. It's a weekend show. And caller, you can call me on Monday and we'll get this all squared away so that you can say what you had to say. But in the meantime, it's all part of the indoctrination. The transformation, the fundamental transformation of America. All this nonsense, all this crap. Keep your eyes on the prize. Concentrate. Get involved. We need each and every one of you out there doing something for America to get these clowns the hell out of office. It's time for them to go. Period. God bless America. See you all Monday morning.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
When you game with Alienware, you have the freedom to be anyone.
Like the galaxy's most feared warrior.
And the freedom to go anywhere. Elevate your gameplay with the new Alienware X-Series laptops with 11th-gen Intel Core processors. Defy boundaries and start gaming now at Alienware.com.